to talk about today is your motivation. Like, what motivates you? What gets you going? But here's the big but. Motivation, it doesn't occur like this. It doesn't occur with motivation, then you have action, then you have results. It's more like this. Action, results, motivation. Let's talk about it.
Hey, everyone. This is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your big smile. Hope you're crushing 2024. We're about to finish January, but I hope you're crushing it. I hope that you are motivated, pumped, inspired, and you are just crushing what you're supposed to be doing. I know, let me give you a little update. I am 14 and a half weeks post-op. My Achilles is feeling good. I feel great. I feel strong. I'm getting, I guess you could say, more mobile. I'm doing things. I'm doing deadlifts. I'm doing squats. I'm doing lunges. Now, I'm not using very much resistance right now, but I'm doing it. I'm doing step-ups. I'm riding the bike, the cycle. I'm using the assault bike. I'm doing a little bit of rowing. I just feel good. I feel strong. I feel like I'm in a good place. I'm kind of running out of ideas of what to do, but I'm pretty good at just sticking with the program with what I'm doing. But I also want to advance. I also want to make sure that I'm getting stronger. I also want to make sure that I'm improving. And it really is. It's funny that I'm telling you this today because I'm talking about your motivation. So for me, in the beginning, when I was hurt, when I was injured, then I got repaired, had surgery, I really noticed that I was not motivated. I wasn't motivated at all. I wasn't feeling good about what I was doing, because I was looking for motivation rather than requiring action, rather than just taking action and accepting that I have to start all over, right? So regardless if it's an Achilles injury, if it's a weight loss plan, if it's you hitting a goal, if it's you getting better at whatever it may be, motivation doesn't just happen. You don't just get motivated. Motivation is kind of a lie. It doesn't really happen right off the bat. Now, I'm inspired. I get inspired by others that have built their Achilles back and even stronger. I got inspired by Kobe Bryant. I got inspired by Kevin Durant. I got inspired by these athletes, even Aaron Rodgers. They inspire me because they've had the same injury. They've come back. Aaron hasn't yet, but they all will, and they all have at some point. And you know, especially Kobe Bryant, if you're familiar with his story. Being able to hit 2 free throws, got injured. After the injury, hit those 2 free throws. Then the recovery happened. He came back and scored 81 points. All those things are very inspiring. Kevin Durant, same thing. He got hurt, came back, and is one of the top players in the world. And for me, that's very inspiring. But it's not motivating, right? It's not a motivational thing for me. It doesn't really motivate me. What does motivate me, and this is something I want to pass on to you, is action, right? Because the first thing I had to do when I did was put that dumb boot on. I never want to talk about the boot again, right? Put the boot on. I had to still go to work. I still had to train people, get my scooter out, which required action every day. I kid you not, I worked out every day seated for however many months, I guess 2 months at least, post. And every single day I was seated doing something. But I noticed I was getting stronger. It wasn't big. It wasn't a huge result, right? Which brings me to the next point. Action. When you start, that those little actions, small actions, create a result, which I was getting stronger. I noticed I was getting stronger. I felt good about it. And it's just crazy to think, like, those little actions require, the result happened. I was going to say require results, but results just happened from it. I was getting stronger in early on PT. Now I'm balancing on one leg. I was really disappointed at all the setbacks that I had, but But I mean, now I'm so motivated to get even stronger because those little actions, daily things that I was doing, you don't even realize how many calf raises that I've done, but those calf raises that I've done have resulted in me wanting, I'm moving a lot better. I'm walking a lot better, which requires, it just makes me more motivated. I want to see what other things I can do. Now I'm not going to push it too far and too fast. I'm going to stay within reason and with what I know right now that I can accomplish later on after I get released a little bit more and I'm able, the surgeon says, yeah, try these things, do this. I'm going to do it. But for now, the actions that I've taken, the results that I've gotten, the motivation that I have, I'm telling you, I'm pumped. I really am. I really get excited to show my kids and show my wife, like, look at me. I'm lunging, because at one point I never thought I would. At one point I never thought I would take a stair. At one point I never thought I would take a hill. At one point I never thought I would squat again. And you get that even in your weight loss journey. If you're just starting now, or if you had a setback, or you had a surgery, or you don't know exactly where to start, just small actions, just looking on Instagram or Facebook or even YouTube for a 15 to 20 minute workout, or hiring a trainer because you're a part of a gym, is something so important to do. Just to start those little actions, you're going to get results from them. Anytime I meet with somebody that's brand new, anytime I talk to anybody about fitness and they ask me where to start, I always tell them, just start by walking and then set a timer for 15 minutes and pick 4 to 5 exercises. So first off, what are your injuries? What are some things that set you back? Like, is it a shoulder? Is it a back? Is it a knee? Because most people I work with are over 30. So what are the things that you do? What are the things that you've done? Grab a pair of dumbbells, grab a kettlebell. That's why I love the kettlebell so much, is because it's easy to use and you can do so many things with it, whether it's one hand or two hands. So we're going to deadlift. We're going to squat some sort of fashion. We're going to do a bent over row. We're going to do an overhead press. We're going to do something lying down so we can get back up. So we're going to do that for 15 to 20 minutes. Set that timer, 15, 20 minutes. There you go, 3 days a week. I'm telling you, once you do some type of action, that result is going to happen in a month. Imagine where you're going to feel in 30 days. Imagine that, to where you are right now. And I think that's what you have to break down, is how important is it to you? And are you willing to put in the work, those small attainable actions that over time, they're going to be huge. It's going to be huge for you. I mean, it's just crazy. The result can be as small as feeling a little more energized because you had a glass of water and you started drinking water rather than drinking Dr. Pepper's. I always use the reference of Dr. Pepper's just because it's probably the most popular drink out there when it comes to soda. If you switch that and drink something with no calories in it, you're going to start losing weight. If you stop eating the chips and you start eating celery or you eat more vegetables, you're going to start losing weight. It's just what happens, because calories in, calories out, right? The less calories I'm intaking, the more calories I'm burning. I'm going to start burning fat. I'm going to start losing weight. So I think we make this action way too complicated when it comes to just doing some things. And then over time, you're going to be a different person. I know in a month, I'm going to be walking even better because of the things that I'm doing every single day. The calf raises, the single leg balance, the Bozu ball training, the cycling, all these things, these small actions is going to create a result. And in a month, I'm going to be even more motivated because I'm going to want to run again. I'm going to want to jog again. And now I'm not super fast like I used to be, but I definitely want to be able to run after my daughter. If I see her running towards the street, instead of yelling at her, just the other day, she took off and I couldn't find, like, she just took off and I had to like yell at her because I can't sprint towards her. So she didn't get ran over in the front yard. Like, it's not that there's a lot of traffic or anything, but it's just me being a parent. I want to be able to run after them and grab them, you know, and that's a big deal to me. So that's definitely a motivator, if you ask me. But these actions, which require results, the results are going to happen, and then you're going to be more motivated. It's not going to have you motivation is something that doesn't exist. You're not going to be more motivated to go do anything, like, especially right now, if you're it's already going to be February 1 And if you haven't started your fitness journey, you definitely aren't going to be motivated to start it now. I mean, I in the past, people, this New Year's resolution thing was such a big thing. It doesn't really even happen anymore. Being in the fitness industry, I don't see it as much. People don't get as inspired to do something. So it's not going to happen for you now. Why would it happen then? You know, so I heard then, now, why would it? So I just really think that motivation is something that is so fake. It's always going to be, it's never going to be motivation, then your action, then your result. It's always going to be actions, results, and then motivated. That's just how it works. You're going to get more motivated when you start seeing more result. When people start complimenting you and saying, wow, you look great, you're going to be even more motivated. Now, you never want to go too crazy. You just want to, you want to keep everything balanced. You always want to keep things balanced in your life. So if just remember, you're not a bodybuilder. You're an athlete. You're a fitness enthusiast. You're somebody that wants to live longer. Bodybuilding is a sport. Functional training is not. Functional fitness isn't. Like I just said earlier, I want to be able to run after my daughter. I want to be able to do more things. I don't want, when I go to the store, which is really funny, when I go to stores now, which I stopped going to stores for a little while, but when I go to stores, I run into everybody. I kind of do like the left or right, left or right. Oh, you go left. Oh, funny, 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 funny. You know, when someone's coming at you and you kind of do this whole like, I'm going left, you're going right. Okay. Oh man, we just ran into each other. And what I'm noticing is now that I'm not as quick as I used to be because of the injury, I'm not as agile. I kind of run into everybody, but I don't want to do that. So I know that every day that I do something, what I'm going to challenge myself I know as silly as it sounds, when I go to the grocery store, I'm going to notice that maybe instead of running into 10 people, I only run into 5. And then hopefully in 6 months, I don't run into anybody because I can get out of the way. So I know it sounds hilarious, but I'm telling you, it happens. It has happened to me. It just happened to me this weekend. And I know over time, I'm going to get stronger. I'm going to be able to do things like some box jumps. I want to be able to run again. I know those things, but I have to start here now because I've had a lot of results out of what I've been doing by these small things. And I know you can apply that to fitness. I know you can apply that to weight loss. I know you can apply that to getting stronger. I know you can apply that to your daily life. All these things go hand in hand, compounded over time. You're going to see a huge result. It just happens. It just does. I just know, like, if you were to save $500 every single month and you did it over 12 years, what is that? $60,000, I guess. I don't know. I just use math. But do you see my point? Like, you're going, you the work that you put in today, every single day, they're going to create results and you're going to get motivated from it. You just will. But it requires you to stay centered and to stay focused. I'm not losing focus. I'm just not going to allow myself to. Even when I don't want to do any more calf raises, I'm going to do more calf raises. So it's just something that is so important to me. And I want that to be important to you. Just know that. I just think motivation's big, but it starts with action, results. You'll be even more motivated. Okay. I hope this helps you. I hope this gets you motivated to inspire to do something. So that way you start doing tasks, you start doing actions, you do something to help you, then you get that result, then your motivation will come. So don't stop. If you want it bad enough, you have tunnel vision and you're going to do it. Okay. Be sure to check us out everywhere. Be sure to check us out on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. We're everywhere. Snapchat, BUSTOS training. Please subscribe to this if you haven't already. And if you get a chance, go over to Spotify or Apple Podcast app. Leave a review. Give me some stars. I don't care what you rate it. If you don't like it, rate it low. If you like it, rate it high. It's up to you. But thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy this sick beat.
See you later.